Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome again to another episode of The Reflective Aesthetic. We have some bad news today. I'm Hans Downey, and I'm joined, as always, by Andrew Huntington. Andrew, I have just started the 30-minute bullshit, so we only have 30 minutes, even though we only do one show a week. We only get 30 minutes today. And since we didn't have really enough time to fit in any new skits because of the fact that we can only upload and store 3 files per time, I think Blog Talk is getting a little Jew-bad bullshit here.
Yeah, kind of does suck. I would have to agree with that. I mean, it was awesome to have a free hour of a thing on, you know, of just free airtime for people to listen in, people to join in, have some thoughts, have some fun, enjoy some conversation. But, you know, everybody wants their money. Somewhere down the line, everybody's going to want their money. And once they reach the certain saturation point that they want to reach, that everyone's using Blog Talk, and it's like, well, now we got them hooked, and let's get them paying right now. Same concept as everything else, cable TV, drugs, McDonald's. It's all just fucking bullshit that's being fed to us. But I guess this is going to be a good half hour, right? We just have to come out banging right off the bat instead of just building up the shit like normal, huh?
Yeah, we're gonna have to come hard, and we're going to have to come really strong. And so we're just going to jump right into asshole, douchebag, retard. We're just going to jump into these people right here. So, yeah, we got a ton of people. We got, let's go ahead and go Kendra. I don't know why, I just looked at it. Kendra, I want to say retarded, dumb bitch. Because she's stupid. I mean, really, come on. She's done nothing in her life except for take off of her clothes. And while she may look pretty good with her clothes taken off, all she's done in her life is take off her clothes. There's a million other people who do that. Hugh Hefner just wanted a banger, and that's all she's done. I mean, I've seen the show. This bitch couldn't have graduated sixth grade. There's no way. There's no fucking way. She's an idiot.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, I'm going to have to agree with you. I'm going to go ahead and go with retard on this one because, you know, Han, she's living every American's dream, right? She was a stripper right out of high school. A stripper. You know, she admires... yeah, exactly. She is a winner right there. She admires to do great things with her life. And, you know, the way it starts, that path is paved and taking her clothes off. So you know what? She shaved her fucking pubes and she went and shook her twat on stage. And then Hugh Hefner, I guess, decides one night that he wants to go out to a strip club. I don't know how it happens. Maybe she went to an audition at the Playboy Mansion. Who knows? But I'm sure it all started after she got fake tits. Wonderful old fake fucking tits. Ladies, let me tell you something about fake tits if you're listening out there. Fake tits are not necessary. Real tits are wonderful. They're pleasant to touch. You can squeeze them. You can get rough with them. Fake titties, you're afraid you're just going to break them. You know, I've seen mansers. I know you can throw a 350-pound guy on top of a fucking fake tit. It's not going to break. But that's still not the point. I don't want to look at you when you're 45. I mean, yeah, I mean, saggy-ass titties down your knees is going to suck fucking dick, but at least you're a real person. I mean, I'm not into bolt-on. Not into aftermarket accessories. Fuck them. But anyway, back to Kendra, because we were talking about her fake tits. Definite retard, because she is just milking life for what it's worth. I'm a whore. I'm going to milk being a whore. I'm going to pretend to cry about a sex tape I did when I was fucking 18, get banged by my fucking boyfriend. I'm going to marry a fucking third-string player in the NFL just so I can fucking be on TV and say I'm married to an athlete like I always wanted to be. And I have a baby and I think I'm a good mom. And I talk about pooping on TV. Awesome. That's exactly what I want to hear. You know, Kendra, you're a fucking retard.
Yeah, and I'm not sure I would have something too harsh against fake tits if, you know, if my wife or something wanted to get him just so she could bang me more because she would feel more attractive. Okay, cool, whatever. But it's not one of my requirements. It's not something I go out and look for. But hey, if that's what you want to do because you're going to come home and you're going to have more sex with me, then fucking by all means, go for it. But don't by any means get them and then go out and say, look at these suckers. Don't you want to fuck them? Ha, ha, ha. And then go fuck 100 men. Well, you know, it's just retarded. So I'll jump into another person here. Let's just go down the list, and let's go with the show Glee. I don't know what this show is about, so this could be the Know Nothing also, but I think it's about some people who, like, sing or something like that. It's like a Glee Club type of thing, and the whole fucking show's about it. So I've got to go with, this is the stupidest shit I've ever heard in my whole fucking life. This is fucking retarded. I don't give a fuck if these stupid shitholes could sing. If I wanted to see that, I'd go see Cats or fucking Phantom of the Opera or something like that. Something with some talent. Not a whole bunch of fucking washed-up Disney actors after they're done with the fucking Disney Channel going on to this show called Glee. I mean, you're setting yourself up for homosexuality if you're on the show Glee. You just are.
I can't really say too much about Glee. I've been forced into watching a couple episodes here and there. And it's pretty awesome. Let me kind of describe the situation the way I remember it. There is a large African-American girl. There was a pregnant cheerleader, a gay kid, and some kid in a wheelchair. And those are the ones I remember, because those are the ones that stood out, because the rest of them were all singing and dancing. And they just do a bunch of remakes of songs, except Glee Club style. It makes me want to circumcise myself again, even though I've been circumcised. I didn't enjoy it. I couldn't watch it. I'm going to have to go ahead and say that show is full of douchebags. That's just a douchebag show. If you like Glee, probably a douchebag. No offense. Let's see. Who else can we talk about on the old list here? Let's see right here. Let's go with, how about Tyra Banks? Tyra Banks sound good? All right. Tyra Banks. Here is some bitch that thinks she's going to be the next fucking Oprah Winfrey. She's like, I'm a model. I'm not fat. Takes her clothes off on there. It's like, Tyra, what are you trying to do? Your studio audience doesn't look anywhere near what you would look like. They're a bunch of middle-aged white women that probably have been home for the last 15 years because their kids were in, they had like 3 or 4 kids, not doing shit. Like, it looks like those egg crate things you can set on your bed to sleep in, that color yellow, like mustard yellow underwear that they fucking wear. Then they wear those fucking tight-ass, like, pantyhose to cover up their fucking spider veins all the way up their legs because they're so large. Tyra, you're an asshole. You're a fucking asshole for making people think that they're going to actually achieve something cool in their life like that. Plain and simple, you're just a fucking asshole.
Yep, I'm going to second the asshole. She was a stupid asshole, and, she's like, oh, this one time I did this, and this one time this happened to me, and this happened to me, and I'm like, look, bitch, not everything is about you, okay? And there's no possible way that you could ever get someone who's even remotely close to as pretty as you to go on the show, because then you would feel like nobody was looking at you. You're a selfish, stupid bitch, and you're just an asshole. You make everybody else feel like they're not shit because they're on your show. This is a Tyra Banks show. It's all about Tyra Banks. You know, fuck you, Tyra. Fuck off, you asshole. So let's go down the list here again, and I'm going to go ahead and go here. Well, I can lump so many of these people all up in together. I'm going to go with Pee Wee Herman. I don't know why I'm going to pick Pee Wee, but Pee Wee's just a loser and a douchebag. This guy's caught masturbating at like a gay bra, something like that, a gay theater or something. Well, he has a secret magic word of the day. What is his magic word of the day, anus? I don't know. I mean, come on, dude. I mean, this guy's a fucking idiot. He's a mixture of an idiot and a douchebag rolled into one. That stupid little fucking queer voice that he does or whatever. I don't know if he's gay or straight. I really don't care if he's gay or straight, but I just remember him getting caught masturbating. Maybe him and George Michaels were hiding in the bush together, jerking each other off. I really don't care, but the guy's an idiot. He made kid movies, and then he's all off in porn studios jerking his cock off. If you're going to do that shit, don't get caught, idiot.
Yeah, it's Pee-wee's a long cry from being hanging out with Cowboy Curtis and sitting on that blue talking chair, that's for sure. His playhouse has definitely been taken down, and he's probably been registered as a sex offender. But I'm going to go ahead and just, in Pee-wee's defense, I know that he didn't masturbate in a gay thing, because I remember reading about it. He just got caught masturbating in a porno theater.
Oh, well, that's not that bad.
Yeah, it's not that bad, really. Big fucking deal. Who cares if someone wants to sit in a fucking, you're watching porn. What do you think the point of it is in there? It's not called a Jack Shack for a reason. It's like, hey, let's go to the Jack Shack. Let's go jerk off to some porn. Is it kind of weird that a bunch of guys are sitting around with their dicks in their hand? Yeah. Yeah, that's fucking weird. Maybe Pee Wee has a fucking, maybe he was an exhibitionist. Maybe he wanted to show his cock. So, I'm going to go ahead and, I'm going to classify him as a dumbass. I'm just going to give him a dumbass rating because, when I was a kid, Pee Wee was funny. I'm not going to lie. I watched Pee Wee Herman as a kid. You know, maybe that's where the sick twist of comedy came from. I don't know. I mean, maybe that's why I like to go masturbate in theaters, possibly. I don't know.
It is.
You know, last time, I mean, we were fucking watching The Black Swan, and I was masturbating when they two were both going down on each other. It was hilarious. Oh, it was scary. But it looks like I think we need to keep moving along in the show, so I think it's a nice little segment of asshole and douchebag we could save for another time. And I'll let you introduce the next subject, Hans, because you got into a nice debate with some people there on their own little website.
Yeah, it's a little video. If you guys want to go look it up, it's Fuck Hate. It's on YouTube. Just type in F-C-K-H and then the number 8. So it comes out to Fuck Hate. And the whole entire point of this is pretty much gay rights, about gays getting married, and, you know, whatever. I've heard a lot of these, you know, activists come out and say we should get married, this and that. I've heard it all before. Not a big deal. If you want to tell me fuck me because I don't want gays to get married, then whatever, tell me to fuck me. I don't care. I could give a shit less. But what really disturbed me, I mean really, really disturbed me about this one, is the fact that they have, I don't know, what did you say, 6- or 7-year-old kids, 10-year-old kids, 8-year-old kids on there. They have young kids on there. And they give them this stuff to say. They are force-feeding these kids shit, saying, fuck you for hating my 2 queer dads. Fuck you for hating my 2 moms. You know, this is the first video. We'll go into the second video in a minute, which is even worse. But, you know, it's a premise. There's a granny tranny on there. There's a whole bunch of fucking just weirdo motherfuckers on there. But whatever, you know, they want to discuss whatever they want to discuss. Let them discuss it. Don't bring kids into the mix, okay? I'm not going to have my daughter, when she's 7 years old, making a YouTube video saying, fuck faggot. I mean, really? Could I do that? No, I wouldn't be able to get away with it, because I'd be a gay basher, and I'd be a hate, a beacon of hate, and I'd be the guy who's starting hate because I had my daughter do a YouTube video who said, fuck faggot. But you could say, fuck hate, because you're trying to say, oh, fuck hating on the fact that we want to get married. Well, I can't make a video that says, fuck gay marriage, because then you're going to turn it into, I said fuck faggots, which I'm not saying any of these things, but I'm saying, if I made a video that said, fuck gay marriage, you would turn it into all these things, and I would be the worst person in the whole entire world. Whatever, we can have our debates about that. Don't get children involved in this shit, okay? This is how they grow up with these fucking ideas in their heads, and if you people out there think that it's okay, hey, you know, well, you want to know where our morals went? It went right down the fucking drain, and this is exactly the reason why. You don't bring a fucking 7-year-old little girl in there to say, fuck you for judging my 2 queer daddies and shit like, you don't do that. You don't do shit like that. You leave children out of it. If they grow up and decide to have a, if they decide, let me make that clear, they decide to become homosexual, then they decide to be homosexual. But you don't need to be influencing them and pushing your finger on, hey, you know, it's okay. And you need to hate these people who don't want gay marriage, and you need to tell everybody to fuck off, because it's not right. So you are implementing them with hate. The word fuck is hate. If I made a website that said fuck you, and I put someone's name on it, they would say I didn't like them very much. So by you telling me fuck you for not liking gay marriage, fuck you.
Yeah, I see a lot of truth in your point, and I'm about to say that I agree that, I mean, you shouldn't use children. I mean, children are not the way to get a message across. I mean, that part's tasteless. The message, I mean, obviously, I mean, I completely understand the message, and I agree with the message by all means. But really, use children. That is very. It's tasteless. It's very tasteless. I know that when I was a kid, if I got caught saying fuck anything, I was gonna get my ass whooped. Maybe that's why I like to say fuck so much now. I'm a grown fucking man. So we're going to sit here and we're going to let basically the same thing occur that's occurring back. It's like, okay, well, I understand. Stand strong. Be proud. Fuck you. Well, fuck you guys. We'll fuck you back. I agree. You should stand up for yourself. But, you know, I mean, hate doesn't conquer hate. You know, I know you're saying fuck hate, and I mean, nowhere in that video was I seeing love by any means, and whatever the message was. I know, I understand, I saw a lot of anger. I saw a lot of, you know, we're not going to take it anymore, that's fine. But what's the message still? The message is battle hate with hate, battle anger with anger, battle indifference with indifference. Let's get the children involved. You know, it's, you don't want to get a kid involved, because that kid's going to grow up to, even if they don't become, even if they're not gay, they're going to grow up and they're going to hate just straight people, and they're going to be resentful about shit like that, and that's not right. They shouldn't be resentful about stuff like that. People are ignorant. There are two fucking kind of people in this world. There are considerate people and there are inconsiderate people. That's all there fucking is. You have people that are considerate who are going to let you live your life the way you want to live it. It's your life. No one gets the right to tell you who you get to love, who you want to be with, what you want to do. And there's inconsiderate assholes who think that they have to do everything right. There's some messages in there I agree with. Is it fair that, it's not, is it fair that, you know, what did they say, Adam and Steve couldn't marry, but Rush Limbaugh can get married four times? I agree. The institution of marriage has been shattered by, I mean, I guess if you want to look at it that way, try to conduct a fuck or construct a thesis, it's going to be, you know, I guess, has marriage been destroyed by straight people? Yeah. But there's also social definitions of words. And I'm a firm believer of this. I'm all for, I mean, basically the term you have to use is gay marriage, but there has to be a different way to word it. And then, I mean, if you could figure out a different way to word it, it'd be so much more peaceful and successful for you guys to basically get what you want. You can't just sit, go and say, okay, today we're going to call the Super Bowl Ultimate Football Game. We're going to call it the Ultimate Football Game in February, and that's what we're going to call it right now. You can't do that because no one's going to buy it because they know it's the Super Bowl. The Super Bowl is two teams playing football, and then you're going to go and change football and say one team's playing football and the other team's a rugby team from Australia, and they're going to come out there and they're going to play rugby style against us, no pads. Well, we're jacked up and we have pads. And it's the Pro Bowl team mixed together, all the good players. It's not, I mean, come on. That's trying to change the definition. Words have meaning. Unfortunately, in our society, words have been constructed to have meaning. And, I mean, I know I'm deviating off the subject of fuck hate, but words hold a lot of power. And, I mean, they hold meaning. I mean, that's why they're there. They're there to represent what we want, what we're thinking. And, I mean, you ask anyone when you say marriage, what do you think? I guarantee you 9 out of 10 people are going to say two people work together. And it's like, what kind of two people, a man and a woman? I mean, I might even go as high as say that maybe 9.3 people will say that. But, I don't know, just getting the message across of just hate, battling anger with anger. I mean, I understand the message again, guys. I understand the message, but using children, very tasteless. I mean, what kind of morals is that? I mean, it's not, I mean, I hate to play devil's advocate, and I'm not even going to do it because it's only a half-hour show, and I don't feel like pissing anybody off today. It's because, you know, it's just one of those days. I just don't feel like pissing anybody off, so we'll save that for another time. But, yeah, man, I agree. I mean, if you guys have any ideas out there, 310-634-1952, we'd love to hear from you. What else you got to talk about? You got any more to say, anything about the fuck hate?
They just had one more video, and this is not me going off on a rant, so please, people don't take it the wrong way, of whether I agree or disagree with gay marriage. It has nothing to do with that. That's a totally different subject. Whether I do or not is irrelevant to the fact that they're using children to get their message put across. They have a second video that they have up there, and they have these kids saying, the reason why suicide rate is high for kids is because you're telling them that they're queers and they're faggots, so they want to go and kill themselves. And they really have like a 7-year-old little girl saying, what happens if I grow up to be gay? What happens if I grow up to be lesbo? This is the type of shit. This is the reason why the proposition failed when it came to the voting, because of the fact that people don't want it pushed into our schools. Now, my view on this is this whole entire gay rights type of movement, they're using that as a premise to get what they want. They're using a huge extreme as far as we're going to teach our kids gay in school, it's okay to be gay in school, so that way we will compromise on the fact that it's okay to have gay marriage as long as we don't have it in school. So they're coming out with something so extreme that, hey, we're going to teach your kids gay in school, and we say, hell no, you're not going to teach our kids gay in school, and then they say, well, then we'll settle for being gay marriage is legal, and then we'll say okay, because they've already came out with something super extreme. So, I mean, I don't know if you agree with that or not, but people use it every single day, and, you know, they're every day, people use this type of
thing. Yeah, you know, I mean, it's one thing. Our society has always seems to cater, but I mean, what does that open the door for? I mean, are we going to have children on the internet now for saying, you need to stop letting me go to Catholic Church because Father Thomas raped my asshole? You need to not let me go to school because fucking Mr. Smith decided he wanted to pork fucking Johnny Boy in the asshole instead of playing kickball at fucking lunch? Are you going to have fucking hate videos like that? I mean, you don't see shit like that. I mean, if everyone put a video out about everyone that get hated, I mean, look, hate is everywhere, people. Hate is everywhere. I know people have to say it's because of something you do and a lot of decision, but you know what? People hate everybody for everything. I can walk down the street and I'll show you at least fucking 15 more people that hate me than ever gonna like me. It's just how it goes. It could be the way I walk, the way I look, the way I fucking sound, anything. And people just fucking hate on stupid, ignorant reasons. And I'm sorry. I'm sorry people are fucking ignorant. I wish I could change the world for everybody so that this world would be smart, intelligent, and tolerable. But it's not. And it's never going to be that way. And you just putting children out there like that. I mean, I would never, like, if I had a daughter and my daughter got molested, I would never let my daughter be on a commercial talking about, hey, I've been molested, blah, 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 blah. I wouldn't let that happen. I wouldn't let my son do it. And I definitely wouldn't put my kids on the internet saying, you know, hey, fuck you, fuck this, fuck that. I mean, really, really, what does it come to that if you're going to try to do that? That's tasteless. It's very, 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 very bad. I mean, like I said, the message, but the way you're getting across is bad. I mean, if you want to have a bunch of grown adults doing it, by all means, two grown adults on the show, we cuss, people call in real grown adults, we cuss around, but to sit there and say that, exactly. I'll tell you what, I think next week we should bring a kid on the show. What do you think? We need to find a 10-year-old kid. We're going to bring him on the show, and he's going to do a segment called Fuck Something. And we're just going to have him sit here, and we're going to tell him to say, should he want to say fuck off to you? It could be anything. Fuck off to a hot lunch at school. Fuck off to not being able to play tetherball today at fucking recess. Fuck off from little Susie fucking taking my place in the fucking water fountain line. Whatever he wants to say fuck off to, we're going to find a 10-year-old, and we're going to let them say fuck off. But I think we should do it one better and beat MTV, and I think we should do 5-year-olds. I think we should find a 5-year-old that will say something like that.
Yeah, so there's a classic example. Hopefully you people don't take it too seriously. I mean, if you take that seriously, you're a fucking idiot. I mean, we're not going to go find a 5-year-old and do this, but that's what they're doing. That's what they're doing. That would be like us really going out there and saying, hey, kid, you want to play a game called Asshole, Douchebag, or Retard? What do you think of fucking Jay Cutler or Troy Aikman? He's a fucking asshole, huh? Why don't you call him a dickwad, huh? That'd be cool. Here, read this card. Yeah, I want to be in one of our skits? Fuck yeah, this is called Fuck the World. No, we're not going to do that kind of shit because... You don't subject kids to these kind of things. This is what's destroying the youth and letting them grow up to be a belief of they can say anything to anyone at any given time and no repercussions are going to happen. When I was younger, like you said, if I said fuck, I got my mouth washed out with soap and I got my ass whooped. And guess what? When I was 12 or 13, if I went up to somebody who was 21 or 22 and said, hey, fuck you, buddy, guess what he's going to do? He's going to punch me in the fucking face and knock me the fuck out. Now we can't do that because... oh, that was a hate crime. This kid stood for this, and you punched him, and you can't do that, and this and that. But guess what? That shit's going to happen. Then you're going to call it gay bashing. Now you're going to turn it around into a whole different realm of perspective, and it's just totally ridiculous. It's not because of that. It's because you said, fuck you to me. That's why I punched him. That's exactly why I punched him. I didn't punch him because he said, I hate you because you don't like gays. I punched him because he said, fuck me. The guy, he has no respect. These kids have no respect, and that's what's going to happen.
I'll add a little more to that. I mean, now, what else does that create, I mean, atmosphere-wise? I mean, just think about it. I mean, if you have gay bashing, well, when does it turn into straight bashing? I mean, if you sit there and you put a whole propaganda campaign into the children of homosexuals' minds that straight people are the fucking devil, that they're horrible fucking people, well, I mean, like a raging against the machine, which is, you know, I mean, I'm all for rebellion. It's awesome. You know, fucking rage on, but... That creates a hate atmosphere. You're gonna have people that are gonna sit there and be mad, that are gonna hate straight people for no apparent reason. You know, you could be out somewhere and someone could see you with your wife, and there could be a jaded gay person because someone jumped them, and they're randomly gonna commit a crime against you. Is that fair? No, is that fair? What does that promote? Does that do anything that's gonna do anything good? I definitely think not. But we'll just hop off that subject real quick. I know we got about 6 minutes left in this wonderful half-hour show, and if you guys want to call in, 310-634-1952, we would love to hear from you. Once again, kind of bummed out, we have a 30-minute show. It was not even one of the wonderful creative processes tonight. Didn't even sit there and make any fun skits, just kicked around some ideas, some stuff we wanted to do, you know, hung out, played with the kids. It was a good day. It was one of those kind of good days. I ate some dinner for a change. It was nice. It was actually nice, but, you know, I guess we can go in last 6 minutes here. Let's talk about Super Bowl predictions. I mean, I know everybody out there has got someone they want to root for. Everyone's thinking Pittsburgh's going to win their 7th Super Bowl. Ben Roethlisberger's going to get his third ring. Definitely a possibility. I'm kind of hoping for the Packers, you know. I've been thinking the Steelers are going to win, but I kind of want the Packers to win because it's – I don't really hate Aaron Rodgers. I mean, I don't hate Ben Roethlisberger either, but I don't hate Aaron Rodgers. He's a decent quarterback. He plays smart ball. He makes good reads. He runs out of the pocket when he needs to run out of the pocket. And I think that – I think it should be a decent Super Bowl. I don't think you know, we got the battle of the shampoo teams between Clay Matthews and Palomalu there. I don't know whose beautiful locks are going to win first, but what do you got to say about the Super Bowl, Hans?
This is going to be a good Super Bowl. I think it's going to be like the fourth good Super Bowl in a row. Green Bay, Pittsburgh. If I'm a betting man, I'm betting on Pittsburgh because I get 2.5 points. And I am a betting man, but I'm not going to bet on this game. I think it's too close to call on this one. I really do think it's way too close to call. I'm not going to ever bet against Ben Roethlisberger. I mean, this guy, you know, he makes these stupid-ass plays on, like, third down and, like, 12, and he's just somehow fucking gets a first down when they need it. He'll fuck up all game long, and then it'll be third and 15, and they'll be down by 3, and he'll lead them down for his fucking field goal drive to tie the game. So I think it's going to be really good. I want Green Bay to win because I love Aaron Rodgers because he's from Cal. I mean, California boy, come on. Let's go Packers. So, yeah, I'm going for the Packers. So I hope they win, but I think it's going to be a great Super Bowl. I'll be watching half of it at home and half of it at work, so that's going to be the shitty part.
That does sound like it's going to be a shitty thing. I really, I don't know where I'm going to be watching the Super Bowl this weekend. I don't plan on watching it. Maybe I'll head down to a bar. I mean, I don't even know. Maybe I'll sit at home and get drunk. It's going to be one of those days. You know, at least it's on early. I think it's on at 3:30. I think that's what Hans was saying, but who knows? It's definitely going to be a good Super Bowl. And with the last 3 minutes here, I guess we can go into our fuck-offs. And if you guys have anyone you want to tell fuck-off, anything you want to say, 310-634-1952. We would love to hear some fuck-offs. I think this week my fuck-off is going to have to go to Blog Talk Radio. You are an entity unto yourself that is making a lot of money, a wonderful conglomerate corporation that is taking advantage of the Internet, making money. And you're going to go ahead and shortchange people that have to do a show on the porch with a laptop and a phone to basically make some money, to extort some money out of us. I mean, what is it? I think it's like it's between $25 to $40 a month, depending on which kind you want to do. And really? Come on now. That's not even fair. Where is the opportunity for someone to, you know, what if the next great radio announcers out there? Definitely, you know, definitely not my buddy and I here, but we just like to talk some shit. We like to have fun. We like people to come out here, and then you're going to go ahead and just they're going to put a stranglehold on the fun. They're going to come out and put us in a headlock and say, nope, you only get 30 minutes. No, you can't upload all your fun stuff. I mean, that really saps the creative juices out of it. I mean, what are you going to talk about in a half hour? I mean, you can't even take a good shit in a half hour for all I know. It's got to be a good 45-minute ordeal. After Thanksgiving dinner, you got a book, you're reading, you might even fucking fall asleep while you're doing it. So you know what? Blog Talk Radio, you can just fuck off.
I'm going to add my fuck off to Blog Talk Radio. Fuck you. In a down economy, everybody's trying to make a dime, and you guys are just fucking trying to pinch every last cent you can get out of me. Fuck you, Blog Talk Radio. I know I'm talking on your airwaves, and I hope you write a fucking transcript of this shit, and you can send it to yourself, along with a big fat fuck you on the front of it. Okay? Fucking half-hour shows and shit. Not enough time to even get warmed up. No skits. You guys are... This is cheap. You know, we're going to definitely work on some stuff to get the show back to at least an hour long. I mean, there's no point of doing all these things. We can only have a half hour. So we're going to look at some other avenues to get an hour back. Might be a different number, but I'm going to work on that. And I'm going to work on getting one of these YouTubers who've been, debating with me to come on the show and actually debate me instead of a cyber debate. That'd be awesome. I'd like to have one of them come on the show and debate me.
It's easy when you can Google everything, huh?
It is very easy when you can Google everything. So I want to hear them come on the show live, and, then they can read Google right off to me, right off of their phone. I want to hear their voice when they tell me to go fuck myself.
Atmosphere of hate. Guys, we had another good week. Sorry it was only a half hour. Like my good buddy Hans said, we will figure something out, try to get some more time on the air. But until next week, guys, stay safe. Love each other. Let's try to make it a better world, one person at a time. Man, that was gay.